everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up on this week's show, well, later, we've got a fixture preview with Andrew Snaith from Coasting County Radio as we look ahead to this weekend's big matches. But before that, let's look back at an eventful weekend last weekend in the Pitching In Northern Premier League Premier Division as we're joined once again by social media officer from the Northern Premier League. It's James Hayes. Teagot's with us. Hello, James. How are they?
Afternoon, Ben. How are you doing?
All right. I'm all good. So, we should say we're recording the clues. James has given it away there by saying afternoon. For you fans of Quincy or Colombo or Poirot out there, you've worked it out. We are recording this in daylight hours, Thursday afternoon, to be precise. The fixture preview with Andrew Snaith later was actually recorded on Wednesday evening. So, a lot of time travelling going on this week's show. We've also got some managers joining us too. Jamie Milligan at Bamber Bridge. We've got Nathan Haslam from Whitby Town. And Dave Cook, manager at Nantwich Town, will also be joining us. But James, is it thinning out now? I don't know. 4 points lead now. Buxton up at the top over South Shields. Matlock are now 6 points off top spot. They do have a game in hand after this weekend's results just gone. And when it comes to the race for the playoffs, while Scarborough did drop points, the gap between Scarborough and outside the playoffs is 5 points. But below that, FC United have dropped down the table now to ninth. They're 7 points from the playoffs. So it is starting to stretch out a bit now, I'm going to say.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, Buxton have just regained the lead they had against Matlock from just before Christmas with the results from this weekend. So, I think this is the weekend that made a big, massive decision across the league about what we could potentially see in the next few weeks. Even more so the fact as well that it's pretty much guaranteed there's only going to be two going down now with results from midweeks in the other divisions, but I'll let you check them all out separately.
No. James, we're going to need you at some point to create some kind of graph or something to determine, you know, just how safe is third bottom this year. We'll come back to that shortly. But we mentioned Buxton. Buxton with a fantastic 3-0 victory over Radcliffe. Diego Di Girolamo scoring a first half hat-trick in that game for Buxton. For South Shields, they drew 1-1 with Basford on Saturday afternoon. However, and I go back to it, we actually discussed this very side last week, didn't we, on the show. We were talking about Lancaster City, how they're probably not going to make the playoffs. They're certainly not in the relegation chatter, but worst team to take on. And South Shields found that out on Tuesday, suffering the defeat there at the Giant Axe.
Winless in six now on the road, and that's starting to show with what the chasing pack's doing. It's starting to look like more of being a threat for home advantage in the playoffs at this moment in time, if they're not careful. Massive weekend's going to be coming up about both South Shields and Matlock, which will decide again if Buxton could go back to pretty much looking like romping away with the league a little bit. South Shields just seems to be struggling on the road at this moment in time, and with a few more away games in the next few weeks, they need to try and sort that form out as soon as they can, really.
However, Matlock, they've not caught them up. Matlock Town 0, Atherton Coles 1 was the result on Saturday. Takes them up to 44 points. I mean, I don't think they're really in contention for that third bottom spot, but that's kind of allayed those fears once and for all, I'm going to suggest. Now they're on 44 points, James.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the ultimate safety mark at the moment is 51, but as we've said in the last couple of weeks...
James, the breaking news, everyone. Does that mean FC United are safe now? Said 51 points. Good.
Yeah, excellent. 51. Good news. But obviously that's going to drop down quite significantly in the next couple of games when the other leagues start catching up on the fixtures. So it's looking like 1.2, 1.3 is going to be the real safety mark at the moment in terms of points per game. But again, like the results like for Avon Close, as we just mentioned a second ago against Matlock, great result and great recovery from themselves. Two wins on the bounce now.
Just to touch upon what I said about earlier about Lancaster City, that, you know, that is the case too for Atherton Coles. Back-to-back wins there against Matlock. Before that, against Bamber Bridge as well, we should say. So, once again, mid-table. No easy games in this league and all that. And for Scarborough Athletic, I think I'm safe in saying this. This was very much a point gained rather than 2 points dropped. Trailing to Stafford Rangers for much of the game. Also down to 10 men as well, early doors into the second half. Scarborough Athletic getting an equaliser in added time. Scarborough Athletic 1, Stafford Rangers 1. I mean, given the circumstances of that game, James, I'm going to suggest John O'Greening would take that.
You take into account both sides were putting their unbeaten records on the line in that game as well. Stafford had only lost 1-15 before then. Scarborough unbeaten in 11 themselves. So again, a draw is a fair result. Yeah, I mean, obviously puts them a little bit behind, maybe out of the title race a little bit, but if save one, a couple of snookers, really. So Scarborough will be happy with that one, but Stafford Rangers, I think, will be a little bit disappointed.
So for Scarborough, following that result there, they're 5 points inside the playoffs. Warrington and Whitby, Warrington 2 points behind Scarborough with a game in hand. Whitby 5 points behind Scarborough with a game in hand. So Stafford Rangers, 7 points outside the playoffs, though, after that draw. That's because Warrington picked up 3 points, a mighty 3 points as well, on the road at Bowerfold, beating Stalybridge Celtic by 3-0. At this stage, Stalybridge Celtic are 8 points ahead of Witton Albion, having played only a game more. But they're only a point ahead of Mickleover in that grey area, that third bottom grey area. But as you were talking about before, James, can't count your chickens and all that, and you certainly can't count your points per game at this stage, but they do need to get a couple of more wins, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, Warrington Town went there, did the job they needed to do, fantastic work for him, and again, just a little bit of recovery back themselves from the lost Morpeth of Town. With Stalybridge Celtic, they've got to be really careful, because the next 4 games are Grantham, Mickleover, Aberton and Radcliffe.
Back towards the playoff race, the gap between Warrington Town and Whitby is 3 points. Whitby maintained that gap on Saturday. Witton Albion 0, Whitby Town 2. Big result, that one, for both sides. We'll be hearing from one of the management duo at Whitby in a second. But for Witton, James, it's 7 points now to Mickleover. They do have a game in hand, but they need to start winning, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it doesn't help with the fact that Greg Hall got sent off in that game. So that's a massive blow there straight away for Witton, who've got to try and find a goalkeeper as quick as they can for the next 3 games. Whitby Town, again, just needs to keep the pressure on that little playoff run at this moment in time. And again, just cushions them on the fact of Bamby Bridge, Stafford and FC United just behind them at the moment.
Well, let's touch upon the playoff race again. And Whitby Town there with 3 points over Witton Albion with that 2-0 win. Let's have some reaction to that victory there, and to catch up as well and just the mood at the Turnbull Ground, let's say, from one of the joint managers at Whitby Town now, it's a welcome back to the show to Nathan Haslam.
Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the running, the permutations, your hopes for the playoffs and all that, just a big congratulations for that win at Witton on Saturday. Could have been a very tricky game, that one. Probably was, but 3 points nevertheless.
Yeah, no, listen, it was, you know, they're fighting for their lives, and to be fair, it was a tricky pitch, it was bobbly, you know, it was all set up for a real, real tight game. I think the turning point was obviously when Fuster went through one with the keepers took him out, and from that point, you know, it was all us really, and, you know, I think the only disappointing thing from our point of view was we didn't take advantage and score more goals, which we probably should have done.
It's a response as well to that defeat at Nantwich. So, you know, you could have stumbled twice then against two teams who were battling over relegation. So, I mean, it must be pleasing to have bounced back the way you did it.
Yeah, it was. We've got an honest group of lads, to be fair, and it's very rare we've put two poor performances on the bounce together. We're under no illusions. We knew we needed to bounce back if we wanted to keep in playoff contention. And we've done that, to be fair. But for me and Bully, we didn't expect anything less, to be honest.
The form, if you look at the form guide, you know, it has been a bit up and down. There's not been stringing the results together. So to be at this point now, you know, we're closing in on April, just 3 points outside the playoffs. What's the mood in camp like as we head towards April at Whitby for what's possible now?
Yeah, we're confident. We're confident. We train well. There's a great camaraderie amongst the lads. They're all really close-knit, good pals. You know, the signs are there for us, but it's, you know, I've got on record a few times, I think every manager will be saying the same thing, but this is it's a tough old league, and inconsistency's been the Achilles heel for most teams in the league this year. They've all strung good performances together. They've all had bad performances, including Buxton right at the top. They've had a bad spell, but they've come through that now and they're starting to win again. So it literally is who can just string a consistent run of results together, and I think we're due that, if I'm being honest with you. We've not been consistent since the 10th new year, and hopefully the Witton game's a springboard to that, but we've got to overcome Buxton on Saturday first.
Yeah, Buxton next. Do you Yeah, of course you don't. I was going to say, do you like look that far ahead past Buxton? But you don't, do you, managers? It is one game at a time. Have you looked at the running and what you've got? Because I'm imagining you do have a points tally in your brain, Lee, without giving it away, obviously.
No, listen, you're looking at 70 points, aren't you? I mean, that's how it, you know, that's a bare minimum, 70 points. If you're getting 70 points, you've got a chance at the playoffs. Doesn't mean you're going to get there, because you might need more than that. But just the way things are going with the inconsistency, I think 70, 71, probably 72, it's going to be there, thereabouts. But it is the old cliche, it's one game at a time. But like you say, you've got to look far ahead as well, because you're looking at your chances on what your fixtures are. But you can get too ahead of yourself as well at the same time. But what we said was, from the point of having 11 games left, we thought that 7 wins would probably get us in the playoffs, and that would give us 71 points. So that's the target for us. We wanted 7 wins. Obviously, if we can get more than that, you know, we'd be more than happy with that. But there's some hard fixtures in there. We've got Buxton on Saturday. We've got South Shields towards the back end of the season. But then you can't discount everybody else, because you know yourself, teams at the bottom of the league that can beat you as well, that can turn you over. So it's an hard slog getting 7 wins out of 11 in this league, but that was our target, so hopefully we can get there.
I was going to say that's the trick, isn't it? I mean, it's easy to be up for the games like Buxton and South Shields, but it's those tricky games, isn't it? I mean, Grantham Town away. Ask Morpeth about Grantham Town. You know, Stalybridge, Baseford, Radcliffe, Ashton United. Those are tricky games, aren't they? So you can't get too ahead of yourselves, can you, really?
You can. I mean, every single game is tricky. Every single game is tricky. And if you're off on your game, you can maybe have one or two who are kind of having an off day, but any more than that and you're going to get turned over. And it really is how you turn up on the day, your mindset and the performance that you put in, because you know we've seen it. Yeah, you've just mentioned there, Grantham have beat Morpeth, you know, Nantwich beat us. Nantwich have gone on a win now. They're probably one of the top teams in the form table, and they were third bottom. Looked like they were in a real relegation fight. So it's a strange time of the season as well, because the injuries are in there, and you've also got the fact that teams are looking at strengthening if they're obviously pushing for the title or the playoffs, or teams need to stay away from relegation. So I think you're going to find an influx of loanees coming in from the pro clubs as well before the transfer deadline kind of sets in on the 24th of March. So again, it gives teams a lift and the results are unpredictable, I think.
Are you and Lee still looking then to bolster the squad ahead of the running? Because you've got to make sure you're covered, aren't you?
Yeah, if we've got like a full allocation of players available, then we're happy with what we've got. But we've got injury to Adam Gill, which has been kind of going on for quite a while now. He might be a couple of weeks away. We've just got Jamil Ivel back from 6 weeks out. So we seem to be getting to the point of where we're going to be okay, I think. I think we're going to be strong enough. And we've just signed Malik Digsteel from Middlesbrough to the end of the season on loan. But he's been with us. He's been with us for a while now, but he's just served his suspension from getting sent off against Scarborough. So we're relatively happy with what we've got, and I can't really see any more incomings, barring, obviously, Malik Digsteel from Middlesbrough, who's just signed on loan.
Well, final question, Nathan, just before we get to this running. Buxton this weekend, big game.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts finally on this challenge? And just to promote the game, really, for the Turnbull faithful, and hopefully they'll turn up in great numbers as well at the weekend.
I'm sure they will. They've supported us all season, and you know, more so now we need them more than ever for one big push to try and get at this playoffs. But we're playing against, you know, they were my title favourites at the beginning of the season. We've got South Shields in the league who are full time, but to be honest with you, the spending power Buxton have got, they've got some phenomenal players for the level, and I fully expect them to win the league this year. I think they're well on course to do that. So for us, really, it's a case of the challenge is obviously for the lads is to go out, go perform, and overturn a very good team, and you know we're more than capable of doing it, I'm sure of that.
Whitby Town joint manager Nathan Haslam there joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So Whitby very much involved in the playoff race, and speaking of Whitby, we've got Coastal County sports presenter Andrew Snaith joining us shortly for a fixture preview for this weekend's matches back in the league. Right, let's talk about Bamber Bridge, James. Mentioned Buxton's turning form
and how they've kind of all that's been forgotten now, and you know they're 4 points clear up at the top of the table. Is the same about to happen for Bamber Bridge? A 2-1 victory over Grantham Town. Are they about to turn the corner? It's 6 points to the playoffs now. They might have turned that corner just at the right time.
I think they have done there. They've got the full scoring boots back on. Needed a little bit of rubber to green to get in the goal. And again, one of the goals was a little bit, I'm going to say it was a little bit scrappy, but it turned the fortunes of the game. Looking at their running, it's more than doable at this moment in time. Mickleover, South Shields, Basford and Whitten in the next four games. Got to go to South Shields to get a result there. But if they can get 6-7 points out of that, they're right back in that little bit of a race.
Well, let's find out more from the Sir Tom Finney Stadium now. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Bamber Bridge manager. Here's Jamie Milligan.
Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations for that victory over Grantham at the weekend. I mean, how important was that result, do you feel, in that performance that your boys put in?
Yeah, it was needed because obviously we've been on a bad run lately. Do you know what I mean? It was not through lack of effort or work rate, anything like that. Little things just seem to be going against us at the minute. Whether it's an injury or a sending off or a mistake, things not dropping for us. So it's not through lack of effort or the way we play. We haven't played bad. It's just them little things are going against us at the minute. So it was massive that we got a win on Saturday.
And what do you make of the actual performance from Saturday? Because, you know, Grantham have been, let's say, lively recently and, you know, causing a lot of teams a lot of problems. So they go a goal up. So at that point, you must be thinking, here we go again. But then you just dug deep, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. We started okay. We did all right. We were the better team in the opening stages. And then they had a set piece, scored from a set piece, a great delivery from the lad. And then they had another set piece, which they nearly scored off again. So we could have been 2-0 down. But in the end, it probably should have been 4 or 5. We had some clear-cut chances that we didn't put away.
So 6 points from the playoffs. You know what I'm going to ask you, Jamie. is it still on, do you think?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Do you know what I mean? It's tight. It's so tight between, I think there might be about 4, 5, 6 clubs fighting over maybe one or two places. So it is going to be tight. It is a big ask. But there's no reason why we can't. Do you know what I mean? We've got games that are coming up towards the end of the season that are going to be tough games like everybody else. They've still got to play each other. We've had a little blip. Other clubs might have a little blip towards the end of the season. You just don't know. So we've just got to keep doing what we're doing and what we've done all season and see where that takes us, because there's no pressure on us to get in them playoffs, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, because, you know, we saw it with Buxton, didn't we? They went on a horrendous run and then all of a sudden they've not really looked back. And like you touched upon at the start of this interview, that you've not done anything particularly wrong or changed anything. It's just the luck hasn't gone your way. So that then takes us to the running. Eight games left, starting off with South Shields this weekend. Without giving the game plan away, I don't think they want to be playing Bamber Bridge this weekend, especially with a win behind you. So what's your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I went to watch them against Lancaster, and listen, they're a decent team, we all know that. And to be fair to Lancaster, they probably deserve to win Tuesday night. I thought they played really well. But like any other game that we're going to, we're not going to fear anybody. We'll respect them because they deserve to be respected because they're up there for a reason. But we won't fear anything, and we'll play our normal game because we've got the firepower and we've got the players to beat them if we play the way we can.
So with regards to South Shields, that's the one where you're punching up. Everything else on the fixture list, barring Morpeth maybe, is basically teams in mid-table or trying to get themselves away from the relegation places. So It's 7 games after this one, which you wouldn't... Oh, how could I word this, Jamie, without being too disrespectful to the opponents? You know what I'm trying to say?
I know what you're saying, definitely. And it's... When you look at it, you should be beating teams below you. But this league just doesn't work like that because anybody on their day can beat anybody, whether you're top or bottom. It's a fact and it's been shown all season. So we've just got to treat it. We've got 8 cup finals left. As cliche as it is, we've got to treat each game as it comes, and we've just got to try and pick as many points up as we can, and hopefully we can sneak back in them playoffs, because I think we deserve to be in them playoffs. I do. The season we've had and the way the players and the lone players have applied themselves and worked, I think we deserve to be in them playoffs.
And with regards to the running, you've been, we've said it on the monthly show, pretty masterful with regards to loan signings this season and acquisitions. I think there's less than a week now to go before transfer deadline day for our level. I mean, what is? Have you got any plans or have you done now, do you think, for the squad? For
yeah, I think we're going to be bringing a couple of loans in, to be honest with you, which is needed. And the loans that we brought in, we've had to be careful with them. We've had to pick the right loans. And I just think that because of my youth background and coaching, it's easier for these young lads to come in and adapt to me in the way I am, because they're probably used to it in that the clubs that they're at, if that makes any sense. The loans that have come in have been brilliant for us. Dylan Boyle from Fleetwood at the start of the season was excellent. Ewan Bain, Rob Apter, both superb. All the loans we've had in from Preston, the goalkeepers, Matt Hudson at the minute from Preston, superb keeper. We're going to have to rely on loans. It's simple as that, and we just have to be careful which ones we get in.
And final question, Jamie. Looking forward to this weekend. Obviously not the trip. It's a long way to go, isn't it? But looking forward to getting to Mariners Park and taking them on.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great setup. It's a great place to play football. Listen, they've got a manager who knows his stuff. I've played against him. He actually gave me a shirt and when we played him in the FA Cup when he was at Blackpool and I was at Fleetwood. So, yeah, he's a top fella and they're a good club.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And I mentioned, James, before that interview, we were talking about that result from a Bamber Bridge perspective, but we should mention as well from a Grantham Town perspective. After that result, Grantham Town this past week have announced that they've parted company with Dennis Green. Matt Chatfield has agreed to become a caretaker manager for the remainder of the season. We've had Dennis on, haven't we, a few times, and I've been very, very impressed with him. I think we could describe him as a bit of a whirlwind, really, with what he's done at Grantham. But they are 11 points now from Mickleova, Grantham after that. It's not completely out of the question yet, but it's just sending our best to Dennis.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, you look at the turnaround, because again, where Grantham were, I think the Bamber Bridge result had that a little bit more to do with, especially again with how Nantwich, how Gainsborough and Ashton United have recorded in the last few weeks. That's probably had more of a say. There's still a little glimmer of hope, but again, 11 points with 8 games left to play.
They did beat Morpeth. Stranger things have happened, is what I'm going to suggest. But like I said, just sending our best to Dennis. We mentioned Bamber Bridge, we mentioned Stafford Rangers. Let's go to FC United. FC United travelling to the Weaver Stadium on Saturday. A 2-0 win for Nantwich. We could discuss the FC United side of things if you'd like, James. I'd rather move on. But from a Nantwich perspective, I mean, it's been a transformative couple of weeks, hasn't it, for Nantwich?
Yeah, 3 wins on the bounce, 4 wins out of the last 5. What a turnaround that's been. And again, they're picking up the results against not necessarily the sides you'd expect them to be beating. Obviously, Whitby Town before the FC United game. Crucial, I think that win against Witten Albion was the massive turning point, and the 5-1 result against Staley Bridge. I won't say they're completely out of the woods at the moment in terms of relegation fight, but a 9-point gap to Witten Albion.
Well, let's judge the mood now at the Weaver Stadium following a fantastic set of results for Nantwich Town. It's a big welcome back to their manager now. Here's Dave Cook. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us and a big congratulations for that win on Saturday and for stringing the wins together and the good results. I mean, walk us through Saturday and how it all happened.
Look, you know, Ben, every game's tough in our league and we've had one of them seasons where not a lot's gone right, but fortunately, it's gone right every time we've played FC United, your team. So, we've been playing well the last few weeks and the results have picked up. You know, we've brought one or two lone players in that have made a difference and hopefully we can continue our good form.
And that good form, I mean, as senior, you know, lift yourselves away from trouble, but not quite done yet. I mean, what's your thoughts on what next is needed just to keep yourselves away from it all?
Yeah, we just need to keep going. I mean, the league's very tight down there and any team gets a couple of wins and you can be dragged back in it. So we've got to try and look up to the table and not look down. But we know, like, Saturday, if Gainsborough beat us, we drop below them and we could drop down to about 18th, 19th, and all of a sudden everything changes again. So hopefully we can get one or two more right results and you know, keep climbing the table and you know, finish, you know, 14th, 15th, 16th or whatever, and I'll be quite happy with that.
And generally, what do you think's been the major difference now, because it's not just three straight wins, and you know, it's not just beating Witton Albion, who at the time that was a six-pointer, but it is beating FC United, who were chasing the playoffs, and Whitby, who were, you know, in the playoff race as well. So, I mean, those results just don't come out of nowhere, really.
As I say, the lone player, we've got one or two players back from injury. The lone players have been good for us. I mean, Matty Gould's made a difference, and Jamie Morgan both coming from Altrincham. I mean, we had Jamie as a kid. So they've made a massive difference. You know, you saw the game on Saturday. Troy Bourne and Josh Langley are as good as any pairing in the league on the day. So they've been a big help with us keeping three clean sheets. So it's just been a little bit of a change of fortune, change of luck. And so, you know, I think that's been the major upturn. Bickerstaff's done so well up top. So we are in a lot stronger. We look a lot stronger team than we did 3 months ago, that's for sure.
So two massive games coming up. They really are significant, aren't they? I mean, Gainsborough away this weekend at the North Home, and we all know about Gainsborough's home record this season. It's pretty good. And then Grantham at home on Tuesday. I mean, they are seismic. I mean, 6 points from these next two games, and I'm going to suggest you can start thinking about next season. But easier said than done.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd settle for 3 points in the next two games, because that'll push us nearer that finishing line. But you never know with our league, Ben. We could get no points, we could get 1 point, we could get 6 points. It is a crazy league this year, and as I say, on the day, any team will beat anybody, and so we just have to see.
And with regards to those loan acquisitions and bolstering the squad and players coming back from injury, is that you done now for the running, Dave? Because obviously I think there's still a last hurrah when it comes to transfers and that kind of thing over the coming week or so. So have you still got your eye on bolstering the squad just a bit further for these difficult games coming up in April?
Yeah, we've signed one or two players for cover mainly, because after Thursday, everyone's finished. So we signed a goalkeeper, we signed a couple of centre-halves, just really to have the cover, because, again, Ben, you just never know, do you, what can happen. And you know, we don't want to get to the last game of the season needing a point or 3 points to make sure. So hopefully that will be other teams find out the last couple of Saturdays of the season.
Well, Dave Cook, manager of Nantwich Town, a big thank you for taking the time to come on the show. Bit windy where you are, but it's nice and sunny, so hopefully you're having a nice afternoon. A big thank you for taking the time out to come on the show, and all the best this weekend.
Thanks, Ben.
Dave Cook there, manager of Nantwich Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So Nantwich Town up to 16th following last week's results. FC United dropping down to 9th. They're now 7 points from the playoffs. Morpeth, incidentally, have moved to within a point of FC United, and Morpeth do have two games in hand. That's following a 3-1 victory over Mickleover last weekend. Good result, that one, for Morpeth. Gets the show back on the road.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying before about what's an important point there for Scarborough before. I think that result there was a lot more effective there for Morpeth, especially with how they won, and taking the Warrington Town result from last week into consideration too.
Well, let's have some post-match action from that win on Saturday afternoon for Morpeth. Here's Morpeth boss Craig Lynch speaking shortly after the full-time whistle to Morpeth Town's YouTube channel.
So, Craig, a 3-1 win this afternoon against Mickleover. What are your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, fantastic, first and foremost. Fantastic 3 points, what we needed. But obviously, I think everyone would have been today a bit disappointed with the first 30 minutes. They set up well, they were well drilled, well set up. We got just couldn't get our passing going. Intensity in our possession was a bit slow, but after that, luckily weathered the storm. I think if we get back in a 0-0, I'll take that. But we had a goal disallowed just before AJ. Great bit of play, got out AJ, and he does what he does best, and went 1-0 in half time. Fantastic. Second half we'd come out and we were electric, started off fast, scored straight after half time, and then we win control, and then a little bit slackness gives them a penalty, and then 2-1, it's another scoreline where it could go, you hope that it doesn't, but you could make a little of a nick one and gone down, and another good quick thinking from a free kick, gone in 3-1, and fantastic result.
And how much confidence is it for Liam Henderson now that he's got 3-3 games and looking to end the season in a fine run of form?
Yeah, 4-3 to be fair to him. Yeah, he was a different class of that. A few months ago, got 3-3, Ashton, Buxton, Boston, and hasn't scored for a while. Then the last three games scored 4, and that's what you want with your striker confidence. And I was glad both his goals in the box today, because that's what I want. I want players in the box, I want strikers in the box, because we create enough chances, and I think they're the goals that get you get an extra 10 a season as a striker with the balls we put into the box. So definitely confidence is high, and two home games, needed 6 points after the last two away games, so it was a fantastic day, and it was nice for Tom Wales to come on, part of the Morpeth Academy. He's was going to travel to Witten, didn't happen. He's come down to Grantham, Warrington. He's coming to help us out. Same with Jackson Ward, same with Bailey Gallagher, who's on loan at Whitley Bay as well. That's what I want to see, lads who's coming to help us out when we've got injured or suspended lads. And it's great for them to be in a first-team environment, never mind non-league or if it's pro. It's great for them to be involved. And I know it's only a couple of minutes for Tom, but it deserves him. Deserves to get on the pitch.
And a big thank you to Highwaymen TV, Morpeth Town's YouTube channel. That was Craig Lynch speaking following that 3-1 win over Michalovce. And a link to Morpeth Town's YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. Right. I think, James, there's only two results left. There was a 0-0 between Lancaster City and Hyde United. And final results from the weekend, Ashton United 2, Gainsborough Trinity 1. Ashton United, James, up to 11th.
Yeah, that's. I think we were saying a couple of weeks ago which teams we can start signing off for a season. That result there for Ashton, signed them off completely there. Cleggy, and obviously he can enjoy the rest of the season now, and knowing the fact he's 16 points off relegation. But a touching point there for Gainsborough Trinity. You've got to look at their next couple of fixtures along with Hyde. Other than themselves meeting each other in the next 2 weeks, on the 26th on non-league day, both of them have got to win the next games just to get out of that little bit of a relegation tussle at this moment in time.
Well, that's all the results from last weekend. Andrew Snaith from Coast and County Radio will be joining us shortly to look ahead to this weekend's matches, the next chapter of this season in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. But James, just before you go, just a quick plug for the social media channels this weekend. Plenty of action, not just in the Premier Division, but across Step 4 as well. How could people keep across it all?
Yeah. On Twitter, Northern Premier League, and obviously we'll be keeping an eye on the next 7 days with the transfer deadline coming in next Thursday at 5 o'clock, when all transfers must come through and all registrations completed. On Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok, it's Official Northern Prem, and on obviously the YouTube channel, Northern Premier League as well.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to gaze into the future. And, there's not long left of the season, so there's not much of a future left. But here to join with me and go, well, there's only 7 or so games left of the season, but it's going to be a good 7 games. It's Andrew Snaith from Coastal County Radio. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Evening, Ben. Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. So, I mean, after last weekend, we've had a couple of sides slip up. So the number of sides involved in the playoff race is certainly, it's not as many as it was last week. I mean, how do you see things as we approach towards April now?
I'm struggling to see beyond the top 5, really, and I do think it might even finish in that order. For me, Buxton have been the best team this season, albeit it's one of those titles that nobody seems to want to win. They had the blip, and I think they're sort of coming back now. They've got Didier Alamo back, their main striker, and that makes a difference. I would fancy Buxton to go on to win it, and I do think the other 4 teams in that top 5 will make up the lineup.
Well, start off focusing with the top end of the table. Buxton with a 4-point lead now up at the top. Buxton this weekend travelling to Whitby. Whitby 3 points outside the playoffs. Warrington do have a better goal difference though. This is a tough test for Buxton travelling to Whitby, who need to keep the wins coming. Buxton, can they carry on their run of form that they're on?
I think they will be able to. It's... It would be interesting to see how Buxton come on. Obviously, faced with a very different surface to the 4G home pitch, but the away record has been pretty decent this season. It has to be said, and as I say, the main scorer, you know, Diego Di Girolamo, he is a big difference maker for Buxton, and no coincidence that they had the blip when he was out of the side. They're a different proposition, I think, with him leading the line.
South Shields, they're taking on Bamber Bridge this weekend. Big win for Bamber Bridge, yeah. Wasn't it? I mean, are they? Is that the bad form out of the way? A bit like Buxton a month or so ago. Is that enough for Bamber Bridge? Do you reckon they might be coming back? I mean, that'd be huge, though, if they beat South Shields, wouldn't it?
It would, but Shields are up against it at the moment. Kevin Phillips, a bit of a baptism of fire as manager, and after that midweek defeat at Lancaster, more jitters for his side. It's a funny one. I mean, there's only really, you know, there's only 5 points between them and Scarborough, who are in infinitely better form. You know, I still think that top five will be the top five, but whether South Shields will finish second or not, on current form, I would doubt it. It could be interesting. I thought Bamber Bridge would slip away a little bit with some their key forwards returning to their parent clubs. I thought they would start to slip down a little bit. And that might still happen, but they're not going without a fight, are they? And I think that's testament to the coaching staff and the attitude of the players. I think to still be in and around, and I don't mean to be patronising in saying that either. I genuinely mean that. For them to be in and around is superb and testament to them. You never know. They might just have a little bit more left in the tank. And I do think, you know, if we are involving Whitby, Bamber Bridge, Stafford, Stow and FC, then you do need to mention Morpeth, whilst they have those games in hand, which could be crucial. They are still in with the chance.
Well, Morpeth this weekend are travelling to Radcliffe. Radcliffe, with you know, on the receiving end of a big defeat last weekend, but that was against the league leaders, the marauding Buxton, as we discussed earlier. So, but just to talk about Matlock, travelling to Mickleova on Saturday, 6 points the gap all of a sudden between Buxton and Matlock. Matlock do have a game in hand, but you do feel after that defeat against Atherton, there's not much wriggle room now when it comes to the title race for Matlock.
No, absolutely not. No, I think Buxton are looking like clear favourites. Matlock, another one that they'll think they've had a good season, but because they were top for so long, it'll feel like a disappointment if they finish in the playoffs. But that's what's looking most likely. The form a little bit indifferent. I think a very frank and honest interview from Paul Phillips. It will be interesting to see which way this one goes. Was Mickleover, you know, obviously need the points for a very different reason. You know, they've shown not too long ago that they can put results together, but they suddenly find themselves in this third bottom position, dragged in there because of Nantwich's terrific form over the last 4 weeks or so. I think they'll give Matlock a really, really good game in that old Derbyshire affair.
And let's talk about Scarborough. Scarborough travelling to Atherton Colls. Atherton Colls showing what they could do last week, beating Matlock away from home. But Atherton at home on Saturday, taking on Scarborough. I mean, Scarborough against Stafford Rangers. I think everyone would have predicted a draw before that. That's what it was on Saturday. So I don't think you can read too much into it. 5 points the gap between Whitby and Scarborough. Whitby do have a game in hand, intriguingly. What's your thoughts for this one for Scarborough at Atherton?
Very interesting. I think it'll be a real banana skin for Scarborough, actually. Going to Atherton, who are very, very cagey, very hard to beat, especially on home turf. I think it'll be very interesting to see which way that goes. But, I mean, Scarborough come on the back of a long unbeaten run. I think they're possibly up to 12 games now. It's a formidable run that they've put together. I wouldn't be shocked if this was a draw, though, as well. I think this will be a very interesting tie, but I can't imagine it being particularly high scoring. I think it will be one of those attritional affairs.
Well, here's the other thing we have to factor into fixture previews now, because we are in the home straight, as I was alluding to at the start of this. And nerves are going to play a factor, aren't they? And the free-flowing football that teams might have been playing, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, suddenly it starts to get a bit more real, doesn't it, at this stage of the season? So travelling to Africa Coles, it's not ideal. I think we mentioned this a while ago, just the fact, you know, we're talking about Lancaster City, how they're probably, you know, they're not going to get into the past, we don't think. They're certainly not going to get relegated. So they're the worst team to play, and that's what South Shields found out, didn't they? So, I mean, it's all up in the air. Let's talk about Warrington. Warrington hosting Ashton United this weekend. With everything I just said there, not the team you want to be visiting Cantilever Park this weekend. Ashton United with a good 2-1 win last Saturday against Gainsborough Trinity. We touched upon it here with Whitby Town playing the way they're playing at the moment. Scarborough just 2 points ahead of Warrington. Warrington with a game in hand. It would be handy for Warrington to pick up 3 points this weekend.
It would, yeah. Ashton, if my broadcasting colleague Paul Codley made the point at the weekend, probably in slightly different language, but where have Ashton come from? They suddenly find themselves in the top half. They seem like they were fighting a little bit of a relegation battle only a month or two ago, and now suddenly they appear to be right out of that and up to mid table, and have, as you alluded to, have picked up some really impressive results.
Just to rudely interrupt you there, Andrew. We did have Michael Clegg on, and I said, you're 12 points from the playoffs, and look at your last four games: Scarborough, Whitby, FC, Stafford. There's your 12 points right there. So
I imagine he laughed as well.
He did laugh, yeah.
I suppose the other way of saying it is, if they do pick up 12 points there, then they're certainly going to have a chance of sneaking the way in, but by taking points off the rivals. It's been a really, really improved run from Ashton, and fair play to them. They've eased well out away from the relegation zone, which, to be fair, nobody thought they were going to be down there anyway at the start of the season, but they've pulled themselves away very impressively indeed. They just need to arrest the away form a little bit, which is a bit iffy somewhat, and going to somewhere like Warrington, who are so consistent, they don't lose many. They've only lost four at home in the league. That's a tricky one. But yes, as you say, all these teams, they need to get the points. Warrington need to keep it going, but there are a few teams breathing down their neck.
Now, let's talk about Stafford Rangers. I've not interviewed Matt Hill in about 3 or 4 weeks. He'd be downplaying it at this point. But they picked up a very good draw against Scarborough. And you'd think that was 2 points dropped, maybe. And that'd be, if you looked at the league table, you'd go, oh, well, Stafford Rangers now 7 points from the playoffs after last weekend's results. It is a marathon, not a sprint. They are still involved in this. Stafford Rangers this weekend hosting Lancaster City. They have removed the home hoodoo recently, haven't they? I remember them picking up a good result at home. Yeah, they beat Stalybridge, didn't they? And loads of draws. So you'd imagine they're going to continue that form, but Lancaster, awkward. They're going to be awkward, aren't they, for everyone?
They absolutely will be, and fair play to them. Yeah, they're not a team that you want to play at any point in the season, I don't think, but they've shown in midweek they are a formidable side on the day, and they can beat anyone. And that includes somebody like Stafford Rangers. You mentioned the home hoodoo, but yeah, they've been tremendous away. Their only problem has been the amount of draws, as highlighted at Scarborough, when they let that late goal in. They'll be kicking themselves. I mean, again, another team with a really long unbeaten run, and a really improved season after the problems they had over the last couple of seasons. But you wonder if those draws are going to cost them in the end.
Are FC still involved in this, Andrew? I'm asking for a friend.
Several thousand friends, don't we?
They're hosting Basford United this weekend. I mean, it's been an atrocious run that FC United have been on, if we're just basing it on, you know, league results over the last 4 or 5 rounds or so. It's not been the best. They need to win this, don't they? If they've got any chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe in a different division, I might just be brutally honest and say, no, I don't think they're going to do it. But in the NPL Premier, you just don't know. But yes, must win is the phrase that will come to mind at Broadhurst when Basford visit at the weekend. It's got to be a win, I think, for FC.
And let's talk about Morpeth. We mentioned them earlier. You said they're still involved because of the games in hand. I mean, they're 8 points from Warrington. They do have a game in hand, so that could turn to 5 points. Morpeth this weekend, travelling to Radcliffe. Radcliffe just 4 points above Mickleova. Mickleova with a game in hand. I think we did cover this off with James Hayes earlier. The points per game total is pretty favourable at the moment for NPL sides for that grey third bottom area of the relegation places. But Radcliffe need to get away, don't they? But their running isn't great. Just let me remind myself what the running is. They're running Morpeth this weekend. Then they've got Warrington, Matlock, Stalybridge away, Whitby, Witton away, Atherton Coles at home, and Scarborough Athletic away. The next three games aren't nice to Radcliffe, but then again, like you said, this is the NPL, so you wouldn't put it past Radcliffe beating Morpeth, beating Warrington, beating Matlock. You just really wouldn't put it past them, would you?
No, not at all. No, not at all. I think Radcliffe will be okay. But yeah, it is only 4 points now between themselves and third bottom. There's a big gap now, isn't there, opening up between second and third bottom. But yes, Radcliffe, I'm sure, will feel a lot better, and those supporters with a win and a bit of daylight between themselves and that bottom three.
Let's go down towards the bottom end of the table then. And it's been an eventful week at Grantham. You know, Grantham losing out at Bamber Bridge. Dennis Green has now departed the club. 1 week after Witten, you know, they pick up that marvellous win against Morpeth. Then they suffer that defeat to Bamber Bridge. The manager's left. It's tricky, isn't it, for them? 11 points now to that third bottom spot for Grantham. I mean, what's your thoughts? I mean, it's not nice, this, as a presenter of the show. And, you know, I cover all these clubs and, you know, every club. I'd rather no one got relegated and we just keep expanding the division every year. But unfortunately,
it'd be 40 teams, wouldn't it? But yeah, I know what you're saying, because, you know, for fans, you just see teams at the bottom, but there are people behind them that you speak to and people who'll be, you know, be hurting. It's a big gap, and I think even the most optimistic Grantham fan will now be looking at that and thinking they need a little bit of a miracle to get away. It is a big gap. It's a chasm, isn't it, at the bottom of the table. The only sort of chink of light in there would be the fact that you know, that they have put together some results in recent weeks. They have shown that they can get those results, but they're running out of games. There's just 8 games left for them. It's a big ask now, I think.
Let's talk about Witton Albion. Witton Albion, this is probably game of the weekend, I'm going to suggest. Hyde United taking on Witton. Hyde United have been doing enough, haven't they, to keep themselves away from Witton recently. They'd like to keep that going, especially when you consider Hyde United have played 3 games more than Witton.
Yeah, absolutely. And Witton will be thinking, well, you know, we've got all these games in hand, but we've got to start winning them. It's a 7-point gap now between themselves at second bottom, Mickleover third bottom. They've got to start winning these games in hand. It's looking really difficult for them. And the goalkeeper's going to have a suspension as well coming up after being sent off at the weekend. So that's going to just add a little bit more difficulty to their task. But yeah, it's another one. If I said must win for FC United against Basford, I mean, it is must win probably until the end of the season for Witton.
And finally, for this weekend's matches, Gainsborough Trinity against Nantwich. Winner gets off the ride, I'm going to suggest at this point.
Yeah. I think once you get a victory, I mean, Nantwich, credit to them, they've really pulled things together the last few weeks, and they've had some tough games as well. Some taking on fellow Cheshire sides as well. They've had Warrington, they've had Witton, and they've managed to get results in those games, and that's what's pulled them clear. Albeit, you know, all the way up to Basford in 14th, there's only 4 points between third bottom Mikulova and base with him 14th. There's you know, I hope we have a little cushion in correspondence to the other leagues where that third bottom position is going to be tested against, because otherwise there's going to be a lot of very nervous teams come the end of the season. It's gone full NPL accordion mode, pulled together in about seven teams. They're going to be a little edgy at the moment.
I'm hoping James and the social media team will put some graphic up at some point closer to the time, just to allay those fears of those teams involved. Just to touch upon Tuesday's matches, by the way, Avatar Calls hosting Gainsborough Trinity, Lancaster City hosting Morpeth, one of Morpeth's games in hand there, Nantwich Town hosting Grantham Town, Stalybridge Celtic against Mickleover, and Witton Albion, coming off the back of that Hyde United game on Saturday, will be hosting Stafford Rangers, and their excellent away form at the moment as Stafford travel to Winsham Park on Tuesday night. So big games happening all over the place. However, I did mention Hyde United against Witton Albion is possibly game of the weekend. That is only true for 90% of supporters in the NPL. The other 10%, they'll be tuning in to Coastal County Radio on Saturday for the other huge game, Whitby Town against Buxton. And without further ado, I now hand over to the sports presenter of Coastal County Radio for a good old-fashioned plug.
Thank you very much, Ben. The check's in the post. It isn't really. But yeah, Whitby Town against Buxton. Whitby might just gain a few extra supporters on Saturday. They might also, Buxton may as well, from those teams that are in and around the playoff positions. It should be a really good game. Buxton's record at Whitby actually isn't that tremendous over the last few seasons. But I expect with their main striker, Diogo DiGirolamo, leading the line, that they will be a formidable prospect as usual. If you want to catch that game, 3 p.m. Coastal County Radio, coastalcountyradio.co.uk, and if you're listening in Whitby itself, 105.5 FM.
Well, Adjus Naif, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Wednesday evening to help walk us through these fixtures this weekend. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up for one last time this season in April.
Lovely stuff, mate. Thanks very much, Ben.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snay for joining me this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.